Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Friday, man. Happy Friday. Sorry, I had to stretch. Nothing better than a nice big stretch. You got to yell when you do it. If you just stretch, I don't trust you if you stretch and you don't make noise. All right. If you're one of those that's stretching and you're just silent, no. You gotta holler and moan and hit, because it just feels damn good. Yeah, there you go. All right, perfect. Let's do a morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Well, don't forget big news. I want to start it off with this. Greta Van Fleet will be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I just watched the promo for it, and the guys look ready to go, man. They even had a little bit of a speaking line, which is awesome. So very excited, and they're going to be the musical guest with Rachel Bronsonhan. And I'm not sure. I'm really not familiar with that, but I'm definitely watching. I'm definitely going to be watching that because it's Greta Van Fleet, man. That's awesome. Steve Carell will reunite with Office creator Greg Daniels for a Netflix series inspired by President Trump's call for a space force. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. They actually did a really, really funny skit, one of the funniest ones I've seen in a while, with Steve Carell when he hosted SNL a few weeks ago. It was in 2018. It was kind of near the tail end, but anyway, it was hilarious. And it talked about Space Force and everything like that. It was great. It really was fantastic. So we'll see what the show has to offer. I'm sure with Netflix and the money they got rolling, especially now that they upped the charges, we should get something pretty great. Should get something pretty great. Here's a incredible stat for 2019. If you don't count the time you're asleep, the average American today spends almost half of their life staring at a screen. I don't know if that's incredible or incredibly depressing. Maybe a little bit of both. A recent survey found that we now spend 42% of our waking hours staring at a screen of some kind, or on average 6 hours and 43 minutes a day. Now, if you live to the average life expectancy of 78, which I still think that's pretty low, man, that means you'll spend the equivalent of 7,956 days staring at the screen. 22 years of your life looking at a screen of some sort. Now, of course, that includes phones, laptops, TV. It's some form of screen, but still, isn't that, that's pure insanity. That is just pure insanity. Whew. That really makes you want to put the phone down. I was thinking about that last night as I was sitting there getting ready for bed, and I'm just scrolling through my phone, not really taking anything in. My eyes are looking. My brain is not really comprehending. Nothing is sticking. I couldn't tell you anything major I looked at last night because we don't retain anything. We're just looking at screens like zombies, man. It's turned us into just these, I don't know, not information obtaining zombies, because we don't hold on to it. We don't learn anything. We just look. We just look at bright colors in short videos. I mean, if one thing really shows what we've become, it's the GIF, all right? Short, looped videos, all right? Because our attention spans are like that. So we've luckily found GIFs. We've created GIFs that give us all this stuff quickly so we can move on to the next thing. Whew. Half of our life, damn near, looking at screens. Ouch. I don't like that. Lastly, would you say you like most of your coworkers or dislike most of your coworkers? I love this. A new survey looked into it and took two big takeaways. Most of your coworkers do probably like you, but there might be one or two you should just give up on. 75% of the people in the survey said they like at least half of the people they work with. That includes 12% who like about half of them, 41% who like more than half but dislike a few, and 22% who like all of their colleagues. Which, who likes all of their colleagues? Come on. Those people lied. The 22% who said they like all of their colleagues must work at home by themselves. That's the only way. Even then, Even then, if I worked from home, there'd still be a colleague I didn't like. It'd be myself half of the time. Like, ugh, you're disgusting. Put some normal pants on. Another 12% like less than half of their coworkers, and 2% said they hate everyone at work. Everyone else is just a jerk, not you. Keep telling yourself that. Trust me. Women are slightly more likely than men to have a positive view of the people they work with. 79% said they like at least half of their colleagues compared to 72% of men. So there you go. The 22% that like all of their colleagues, that's the one that gets me. Just admit it, all right? There's people at work that you just don't like. Every office, every single office, whether it's an office of 10 or it's an office of 10,000. All right. There's coworkers that you don't like or you don't like most of the time. Okay. And that's fine. You spend a lot of time with your colleagues. It's okay not to like a handful of them or one of them. Okay. I'm not going to name names, but we all know. We all know. usually named Karen. Karen or I'm trying to think of a terrible guy name. Or Stuart. Karen or Stuart. If you work with a Karen or Stuart, more than likely, you hate them. And that's okay, because Karen and Stuart suck. They're the worst. Karen and Stuart.
The morning.